Pesach Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Vav in Meseches Erevin. It is the 286th daf in Shas. We will pick up on the bottom of Samach Hei Amabez, approximately 10 lines from the bottom. We will begin by discussing whether one is allowed to make a rental arrangement from a Gentile, which is required according to Halacha, as we learned in the beginning of the 6th Perek, when there are two or more Jews in a chatzar with a Gentile. That will be discussed into Samach Vav Amud Aleph, to which the Gemara then will discuss leniencies. For example, that one is allowed to rent even for less than a Sheva Pruta from a Gentile. And the Gemara will continue discussing other halachos on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Aleph about when a Gentile prohibits a Jew to carry in his chatzer. Then the Gemara will discuss the veracity of Bittul Rishus and its applications on Samach Vav Amud Beis. Let's begin 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Beis. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Asi iklo lahu pundik. They came to a hotel. Da'asa nachri mari de pundaka b'Shabbos. And the owner of the hotel appeared on Shabbos. Amru, they asked the following shaila. Ma'u lemeger mine. Is one allowed to rent the area from the guy because of the guy owning that area? In such a case, he makes it prohibited for the Jews to carry in a chatzar or the mavui. Could the rental now take place on Shabbos itself? Socher kima'ariv dami. Do we say that the renting from the guy is like making an eruv? Ma ma'ariv mibod yom. Just like when it comes to making an eruv, it has to be done when it's daytime. Af socher mibod yom. Same would be in regards to renting. Odilma socher kima'vatal rishus dami. Or renting from the guy is like the individual nullifying his stake in that area. So the Gemara has an open question. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef Amar Nisker. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef says it can be rented. Rabbi Asi Amar Lo Nisker. Only Rabbi Chia bar Abba Nismoch Adivrei Zaken V'Nisker. That one can rent it out. Also Shaila Rabbi Yochanan. They asked Rabbi Yochanan. Amla Nyofa Sitem Shisichartem. He said it was fine that you rented out even on Shabbos. Toba Nardo, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan say it was okay? From Rabbi Yochanan, Socher Kima'ariv Dami, that a Socher is like renting. What does that mean when Rabbi Yochanan equates Socher like someone who puts up an Erev? Excuse me, Socher Kima'ariv Dami. Socher is like someone who puts up an Erev. My love, Ma Ma'ariv Bodiyom, A Socher Bodiyom. Presumably what he was saying is it has to be done daytime. So how can you say Rabbi Yochanan said it was okay to do it on Shabbos as well? Answers the Gemara, Lo, my ma'arev, what does it mean like erev, afilu pachas mishab, pruta, just like you can make an erev and combine, even if you give less than shab pruta worth of bread, as long as it's something that's capable for a suda, afsochav pachas mishab pruta, so also the schiras could be done from the guy, even less than shab pruta, that we learned earlier, on the bottom of Samach Bei Zaman Aleph, that even a less than shab pruta could be used with an akub. As well as another concept, just like when it comes to making an Erev, where everybody joins together. Just like when it comes to Erev, that once the halacha is, as we described on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, that when the Jew is considered like a sachir, for example, if he leaves some of his objects with permission in the apartment of the Gentile, an Erev could be done. Afsocher, so too, when it comes to the process of schira, even if you have someone who is sachir in lakit from a goy, so too, he can rent out on behalf of the goy, as well as, Rashi adds, he'd be able to also, if he's a Jew, make an eruv with other Jews. A third correlation. And so too, if five people who are living in one chatzar, in one domain, one Erev suffices for all of them. So too, when it comes to one who rents from a Gentile, if there are five in one chatzar, one could be socher for all of them. In all those ways, schiras is doma to Erev. However, it's not going to be doma in the case of the requirement
to do schirus, that despite the fact that the Erev has to be done specifically in the day, schirus could be done as at night.
We put a big period there, and now we begin a new topic that goes back to the Gemara on Samach Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara on Samach Hei Amud Beis described that when a goy returns to a chatzer and begins to live there on Shabbos, and that causes the Eruv that was made amongst the Jews to be pasul, the suggestion is to have all of the Jews be mevatel the rishus to one other Jew. And then in such a case, the halacha is, when you have one goy with one Gentile, then in such a case, then there isn't the halacha of the goy asering on everybody else. Toi ba Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer wondered whether this was acceptable, and he thought it wasn't. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asked, Matoi de Rabbi Eliezer. Why was he bothered by this? Amar Sheshis, Gava Rabbi Ka Rabbi Zeira, Lo Yoda Maitoi de Rabbi Eliezer. You're great, Rabbi Zeira. You don't know what he was bothered by? Kakashule, de Shmuel Rabbi. He was bothered that this flew in the face of the teaching of Shmuel his Rebbe. Damar Shmuel kol makom she'osrin u'ma'arvin mivatlin ma'arvin ve'ein osrin osrin ve'ein ma'arvin ein mivatlin. The Gemara immediately explains this cryptic expression of Shmuel. Kol makom she'osrin u'ma'arvin mivatlin. That the only time you could be able to be mevatel Yerushus is in an instance where an Eruv would work. And the Gemara spells out, Kegon Shtei Chatzera Zulefnim Mizu. For example, if you have two courtyards with one entrance, the entrance first brings you into the Chatzer HaChitzonis, as you have in your diagram, and then that goes into a Chatzer HaPnimis. So in such a case, an Eruv could be made between those two Chatzeros. And in such an instance where they forgot and they didn't make an Eruv, then you could be mevatel. However, ma'arvin ve'ein osrin, what happens if an Eruv could be made, but they don't make it osir on each other to carry? E mevatlin, in such a case, then you can't be mevatel. What's that? Kegon shtei chatzeros, you have two courtyards, upasach echad mehen, echad beinehen, and there's an opening between them. However, they're not oser to each other, because, as Rashi explains, since there is another way for them to go out, they're not oser in each other. Take a look, compare the second diagram. There is another way to get out from the Chatzer HaPnimis. In such a case, since the inside one doesn't have to go through the outside one, they're not osros zu al zu. Since they can't be osros zu al zu, Chazal said that they can't be mevatel to each other. The Gemara now analyzes, but what about the third part of Shmuel's statement? Osrin ve'ein ma'arvin, ein mevatlin. Basuyemai, what is that case? Where they prohibit one to each other, but they can't make an Eruv, and therefore they can't be mevatel. What's that talking about? My lav lasuye nachri. It must be talking about a goy. Vi'i de'asa me'etmol. Lugar me'etmol. Ask the Gemara, when will the goy be oser? If you're going to say it's talking about an instance where there's a goy who was living amongst them, and in such a case he's oser, and an Erev won't work, and you can't be mevatel, what's the problem? Let him rent beforehand. El olav, must be that Shmuel disagreed with what we had learned above, to asa b'shabsa. He came on Shabsu. K'tani osrin ve'ein arvin, Ein mevatlin shmamina. And we see from here that when he comes on Shabbos, you can't be mevatel, as the Gemara had suggested on Samach Hei Amud Beis, that you could be mevatel. And that's what Rabbi Zeira was explained by Rav Sheshes was bothering Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara now analyzes the veracity of this teaching of Shmuel, that if you have two chatzeros, one inside of each other, that in such a case, the inner one is allowed to be mevatel his rishus, so that they be able to carry amongst them. Amar Rav Yosef lo shemiya lo ha shmeitzer. Rav Yosef said, I never heard this teaching of Shmuel. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said to him, At amrit nalan,
V'aha amritan alan. You taught us this. The Gemara describes that Rav Yosef had forgotten his learning, and that's what Abaye is doing, is reminding him what he had forgotten. You had taught us, Damar Shmuel, Ein bitel rishus mechatz lechatzer. You can't be mevatel your rishus if you have two chatzeros. The Gemara in a moment will explain what instance it's talking about. Vein bitel rishus b'chuv. As well as you can't be mevatel a rishus where you have a destroyed area that stands between two houses, that you can't be mevatel one of those houses to be able to carry in the churva. The only time bitul rishus is going to work is by a chatzer in front of the house. Amit lan Allah, and you explained, you Rav Yosef explained, kir mishmul in bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, that when Shmuel said there isn't bitul rishus from one chatzer to the next, Allah marin el shtei chatzeres upesachecha beinehen. Only if there is a courtyard with openings between them, as we pointed out before, there one will not be oser on the other because there is no drisas haregel beinehen. The inner one doesn't have to walk through the outer one and could go out a different way, and therefore they will not be oser to each other, and therefore they can't be mevatel. Avazulafnim mizu b'toch sha'osrin zel zem mevatel. One inside the other, they will be mevatel each other. Amar lei, Rav Yosef said back to Abaye, Anam mina mishmei Shmuel hachi. I remember something different than Shmuel. Did I say this to you? Va'amar Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel teach Ein lanu be'ruvin el kelashem mishnasenu, that when it comes to Erevin, we only use the lashon of our Mishnah, and the Mishnah daf samachtes Amar Bey says, Anamad Beis says, if you have anshe chotzer sheshokach echamehen velo irev beiso, that if people in the chotzer forgot to make an eruv, then we have the concept of bitul. Is medayek Rav Yosef anshe chotzer velo anshe chotzer? It's the only time bitul applies. We have a group of people in one chotzer and not many chotzers. Amalek yamart lanu ein lanu beiruven el kloshim mishnasenu. Aha, Amitran. When did we say that we're mishtamesh specifically with the lashon of the Mishnah? Shmuel said this on a different Mishnah. Rather, the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Meveh, Shamovi lichatzeros kichatzer lebatim. That just like you're not allowed to take out from houses to a chatzer, so too you're not allowed to take out from chatzeros into a mavui. And Shmuel came along and taught that the only time you're allowed to carry from a in a mavui with a lechi is if there are chatzeros and batim specifically. However, if there aren't chatzeros plural, two chatzeros and two houses in each chatzer, then Shmuel said we take lashon literally and you can't carry from one for the next. However, when it comes to two batim, two chatzeros as well, on the Mishnah Samach Tesam and Beis, the lashon wasn't dafka. Gufat, let's analyze something else Shmuel taught. Amr Shmuel, ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. We learned you can't be mevatel rishus from one chatzer to the next, and we said that's when there's no drisas haregel, where they go in different directions. Ve'ein bitul rishus b'churva, and also bitul rishus doesn't allow to carry any churva. The institution of bitul rishus was only done in the case of a chatzer. Rabbi Yochanan Amr, yesh bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. Rabbi Yochanan says bitul rishus even works from one chatzer to the next. Yesh bitul rishus b'churva. Utsricha, and we need both cases to tell us that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan disagree in both cases. And just because they disagree in one doesn't necessarily mean that they would disagree in the other. Diashmin mechatzer lechatzer. If we had just mentioned that the case mechatzer lechatzer, b'hakam Shmuel, there Shmuel says that you can't be mevatel. Mishum na v'teshmish lechud v'hatashmish lechud. The two chatzeros are designated to two different people. So who says I have the ability to nullify my rishus? But the churva is shared between them. Maybe he concedes, Shmuel concedes to Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore we need to learn that in that case as well. He does not concede. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan only says by the churva, where he says that there is bitul rishus. Aval bahach, ema maybe when it comes to two distinct chatzeros, where each one has its own tashmish, so then in such a case, then Rabbi Yochanan would agree that bittul does not work. So tzricha, the chiddush is, in both cases, they disagree. Amar bai, hadar mishmul ein bittul rishus mechatzel chatzer. This is that Shmuel taught, that bittul rishus does not work when there are two chatzeros. Lo amaran el b'shtei chatzeros u'pesach echad beinehen. As we mentioned above, that if there was another way out of the chatzer, they're not oser on each other, and therefore bittul is not done. Al shtei chatzeros u'lufnim mizu mitoch she'osrin mevatlin. Since they're oser on each other, then you can be mevatl. Rava amar fil shtei chatzeros u'lufnim mizu pamim vatlin pamim ei mevatlin. Rava says that there are even times where one is dores regal on the other, where there's no other way out, and they're oser zuelzu. Nevertheless, there are times that you cannot be mevatel. Ketzad. What are the permutations? There are a few of them. Nasnu eruvan bichitzona. If the eruv was placed that allowed to carry from the chitzon to pnimis and pnimis chitzona, v'shachach echad bein ha-pnimis u'bein min ha-chitzona, v'lo irev, and a house of either courtyard forgot to put down an Erev, Shtei and Asuras, then you can't carry in both courtyards. Nasnei Ruvim Pnimis, the Erev was put in the inside courtyard. V'shachach Echad Min HaPnimis V'lo Yirev, Shtei and Asuras. As well, it doesn't work. Shachach Echad Min HaChitzona V'lo Yirev, if one of the outer ones forgot, so then in such a case, since the Erev was put in the Pnimis Mutaris, there's nothing wrong with the Pnimis. V'chitzona Asura. However, in such a case, Bittul can be done, and in the Pnimi, they will be able to carry. However, the Chitzona is going to be Asur because the Erev was not done, and Bittul Rishus would not work. The Gemara now spells out the rationale by all of them. Nasnu Eruim B'chitzona, if the Erev was put on the outside of Shachach Echad, the loch of them is both of them are us. The fellow forgot to put his Erev. Who is he going to be able to be mevatel his rishus to? Lebnei Pnimis? Only to Bnei Pnimis? Leso la'arvayu gabayu. The Erev is not there. It's on the outside. Livatel, and if you're going to say the inverse, that he should be mevatel libnei chitzon to the outside, ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. The bitul rishus doesn't work from one chatzer to the next. He can't be mevatel his rishus to the other chatzer. It only works within his own chatzer, and therefore the chitzon is going to be aser on the pnimi. Similarly, hay ben chitzon lemain mevatel. Who is the outside one going to be mevatel himself to? Levatel b'nei chitzona, even if he's mevatel b'nei chitzona, ika pnimis de esri alayu, the pnimis are going to answer him. Levatel b'nei pnimis, to be mevatel is rishus to the people on the inside, ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. You can't be mevatel rishus from one chatzer to the next. Similarly, nasno eruvan b'pnimis, if the Erev was put in the inside, v'shachach me'em b'pnimis v'lo iriv, shtein asuras, why? Hi bar pnimis l'man vatel. The one who forgot to put the Erev down the pnimis, who's going to be vatel to? Levatel l'bnei pnimis. If he's going to vatel himself to the other inside people, ikach chitzon da'asur elai. The outside ones are going to answer for him. Levatel l'bnei chitzon. He's going to vatel to the bnei chitzon. That's not going to work, because ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. Bitul rishus doesn't work from one chatzer to the next. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the pshat on Daf Samach Vav in Maseches Erevin.